Welcome to the December 27th virtual service of the Unitarian Universalist Congregation in Blacksburg, Virginia. The service is led by our minister, Reverend Pam Phillips, and worship associate Ellen Plummer. The title of Rev. Pam's reflection is Saul Stillness.
Let me start us off by ringing our chime. And saying, good morning and welcome to the Unitarian Universalist Congregation of the New River Valley. My name is the Reverend Pamela Phillips, and I am pleased to be joining you from our meeting house here on Gladewood Drive. And there is snow on the grounds. It's beautiful.
Good morning and welcome, everyone, from near and far. We are delighted to be with you this morning. I'm Ellen Plummer, and I'm happy to be weaving worship this morning with Rev. Pam. Today, we come together to shed 2020 and to look forward with hope to the year 2021. Rev. Pam has concocted a wonderful shedding and hoping activity for us to do this morning. There will be several ways to participate in this fun activity. If you have a smartphone, you might want to have it handy this morning. If you do not have a smartphone, you may be the smartest among us. For those of us with smartphones, later in our service, there'll be an opportunity for you to use the phone to engage in the activity. Today, we conclude a month of exploring and practicing stillness. While solstice has passed, we will take time this morning to explore what we might continue to learn about stillness from the winter solstice. If you are with us for the first time, or we haven't seen you for a while, we are glad that you have found us, and we would like to get to know you a little bit better. In the link, there'll be a link in our chat function so that you might fill out a virtual visitor's card. That gives us the opportunity to reach out and say hello and get to know you a little better. We invite everyone to stay after service today for our virtual coffee hour. We'll go into small groups so that we can have a chance to talk to one another and say hello. There are many opportunities to meet virtually or on the grounds throughout the week. Please take a look at our website and the newsletter and the calendar so that you can see how to sign up for various activities and get the Zoom links. And thank you to all of the volunteers who make all of our church activities and ministries possible. If you have a joy or a sorrow you'd like to share aloud or have shared aloud this morning, please look to the chat. You'll find a link there to fill out so that we might share your joy or concern this morning.
I'd like to lift up an announcement that you'll be finding in the newsletter that comes out in January 1st and also in our weekly email announcements. As we embark on the new year next week, some of you may be looking for more opportunities to connect. We're holding a mid-year sign-up for our Soul Matters small groups, for people who'd like to explore our monthly worship themes more deeply. If we have enough people, we'll form a brand new group. But there are some existing groups that have room for new members. So if you'd like to sign up for a Soul Matters group, look for that link. And if you have questions, please feel free to email either me or Marilyn DuPont. Also, we'd like to facilitate connecting people who are interested in other topics and activities. If you have a hobby or an interest, others here might share it and enjoy connecting around it. So look for a link in the announcements and the newsletter where you can let us know your interest. Is it knitting, or cooking, writing, maybe practicing a foreign language, or games like bridge, backgammon, mahjong, or chess? I know chess has gotten a new interest lately. Maybe it's interests like genealogy or tarot cards. Or it could be you have some non-Zoom possibilities like hiking or golf. you let us know what you're interested in, and we'll try to make the connections between and among us. So keep an eye out for those links, and we'll hopefully have them available during the service as well next week. Finally, last night was our first evening labyrinth walk, and it sounds like it went really well. It looks like on the sign up that it's completely full, but we're gonna open up a couple more spaces now that we know that we can do it safely with the COVID guidelines. So I think Isabel is going to put the link to the labyrinth sign up in the chat right now. You won't find places to sign up yet, but maybe copy and paste that, or copy that and hang on to it. After the service, we'll open up some more spots for the labyrinth walk.
I invite you this morning to light a candle or a chalice at home as we light the chalice in the sanctuary. This morning's chalice lighting words were written by Lois Van Leer. We light this chalice on the brink of a new year, letting go of what has been, open and hopeful for what may come, renewed, restored, ready to live life fully anew. May we move forward with intention. This morning, we have a story and time for all ages. It's called The Rebirth of the Sun, and it was written by Starhawk and Diane Baker and Anne Hill. Circle round, and I'll tell you a story about when the sun was born again. It was the middle of the winter, and the sun had grown very, very old. All year long, the sun had worked very hard, rising and setting day after day. All year long, the sun had fed everybody on earth, shining and shining, giving energy to the trees, the flowers, the grasses so they could grow, and feed the animals and birds and insects and people. All year, the sun's gravity held tight to the spinning ball of the earth and the twirling ball of the moon and the eight other whirling planets as they traveled around and around and around until the poor sun was dizzy watching it all. Now the poor tired sun could barely make it up in the morning. So hard to get up. And after a very short time, needed to sleep again. So the days grew shorter and the nights grew longer until the day was so short it was hardly worth getting up for. Night felt sorry for the sun. "Come to my arms and rest, child," Night said. "After all, I am your mother. You were born out of my darkness billions of years ago, and you will return to me when all things end. Let me cradle you now as I shelter every galaxy and star in the universe." So Night wrapped her great arms around the sun, and the night was very, very long indeed. "Why does the dark go on so long?" asked children all over the earth. "Won't the sun ever come back again?" "The sun is very tired," the old ones said. "But maybe, maybe, if you children say thank you for all the things the sun does for us, the light may return in the morning." The children sang songs to the sun. They thought about all the things the sun gave them. "Thank you for growing the lettuces and the corn and the rice and the wheat," they said. "Thank you for growing the trees of the forests and the seaweed in the oceans and the krill that feeds the whales. Thank you for stirring the air and making winds that bring the rain." Every time a child said thank you, the sun began to feel a little bit warmer, a little bit brighter. wrapped safely in the arms of night, the sun grew younger and younger. And at last, the children had to go to bed. "We will stay up and wait for the sun to rise again," the old one said. "Can't we stay up too?" the children asked. "You can try, but you will get too sleepy," the old one said. "But you can each light a candle, because all fire is a spark of the sun's fire. Put your candle in a very, very safe place and let it keep vigil for you as you sleep and dream of sunrise." So the children lit their candles and put them in very, very safe places, and each flame was a little spark of the sun's fire. And the sun peeped out from between the arms of night and saw all the little fires and began to feel warmer and brighter and younger still. Early in the morning, the old ones woke the children. Together, they climbed a high hill and faced to the east, the direction of sunrise. They sang songs to the sun and ran around trying to keep warm. They waited and waited to see what dawn would bring. The sky began to turn from black to indigo to blue. Slowly, the sky grew light. A golden glow crept over the horizon. Night opened her great arms, and in a burst of brightness, the sun appeared, new and strong and shining. For in the long night, the sun had rested well and grown young from the songs and the thanks of the children, young as a brand new baby, born out of night once more. Everybody cheered, and the children jumped up and down. "The sun has returned. The sun is reborn," the people cried, and they danced and sang to celebrate the birth of a new day. And then they went home for breakfast.
Thank you, Ellen. I feel like we should be dancing and singing and eating waffles together at the end of that story. But instead, I'll remind you that each week UUCNRV donates half of the offering to a local charity or UU-affiliated organization. This week's recipient at our virtual service is Instilled Mindfulness, located in Floyd, whose goal is to cultivate a mindful world for all by raising awareness, improving quality of life, and supporting healthier communities through providing mindfulness-based education, resources, and outreach. You can donate online. You can text FUND to 844-909-2617. Or if you have your Give Plus app on the smartphone, you can give there as well. And all of your offerings will be gratefully received. I'd like to share a prayer that was written by my colleague in Tennessee, the Reverend Laura Bogle, a prayer at Winter Solstice 2020. First, I invite you to take a deep breath. Settle yourself into the spirit of prayer. Creative spirit of life, God, whose energy is love, you are the gentle darkness cradling us at our beginning and at our end. You are the light that slowly awakes in the morning and ebbs out at the close of day. You are the rhythm of time and seasons. You are the seed and the ground, and you are the force of life that transforms the seed into plant and fruit. You are the earth that receives all and returns all to life again. as we approach the longest night, let us simply settle in the dark, be with what is true, and wonder at the miracles that happen here. Help us let the dark do its work on the earth and in us. A time for slow and underground nourishment. A time for resting and for stars that can only be seen in the dark. Let us slow down. Let us, with no big fanfare, reach out to nourish one another. Let us rest. And let us look out for twinkling lights. Feel the light growing day by day in ourselves and one another. Help us let the dark do its work, as necessary as the light, while we wait with expectation for another season of growth and change on this earth and in our lives. Transforming love, the force of life flowing again through all. Help us let the dark do its work on us. Amen. And blessed be. It might seem strange to be talking about darkness and the solstice on this bright winter morning. After a snowfall, the days are incredibly bright as the sun reflects off the blanket of white. And the nights are brighter too, with the moon's reflection on the snow. And yet, even with all this sunshine and moon glow, the winter solstice seems especially important this year. For one thing, this week we're ending our month-long exploration of stillness. And the word solstice derives from the Latin for sol, sun, and sistere, to stand still. Because at the solstices, the sun's daily path, at least from our perspective on Earth, seems to stand still, to pause before reversing direction. And since that moment on Monday morning, the sun has started sticking around a little longer each day, at first by just a second or two. Now, I have a hard time wrapping my head around the actual astronomical concepts behind the solstice. I prefer a more poetic perspective. I like the idea of the sun poised in stillness. And I also appreciate the way the solstice is portrayed in the story Ellen shared. By midwinter, the sun had grown old and tired after a year of working hard, rising and setting every day, feeding and giving energy to the earth. All year, the sun's gravity held tight to the spinning ball of the earth and the twirling ball of the moon and the eight other whirling planets. Does that description resonate for anyone else this morning? Has this year of pandemic worn you out, made you feel old and tired? Have you felt like you were trying hard to hold things together? Your work, your wits, your emotions, your family, your friends. This past year has been especially challenging for all of us. We may not have quite as big a job as the sun, feeding and providing energy for all the earth, but simply rising and setting every day can seem like a chore. Thinking about all the ways we've had to adapt to new ways of living also has my head spinning. I remember in February, we were thinking about teaching the children a song during the time for all ages that would help them to wash their hands long enough. We stopped holding hands during the benediction. We started fist bumping and elbow bumping instead of shaking hands. Remember that? Then came the stay-at-home order, and we all had to learn how to use Zoom. When I look back, I'm amazed at how little we knew then. And yet so many of us jumped right into it, making it work for so many different aspects of our lives. But it was a steep learning curve, and the technology keeps changing. And there are some people who still don't have the technology that allows them to join us. Do you remember first figuring out how to get groceries, like toilet paper and hand sanitizers? Do we use pickup or delivery, or do we risk going into the grocery store? Then what to do with the groceries when we got them home? How do we sanitize them? Remember those videos on YouTube? We had to learn whole new vocabularies. Flatten the curve, social distancing, coronavirus, COVID-19, droplet versus aerosol transmission, community spread, asymptomatic, super spreader, shelter in place, contact tracing, drive-through testing, PPEs, N95s. Most of us had little use for these terms a year ago, and now they are commonplace. And with the pandemic came stark reminders of the inequities of our world, the economic disparities, the racial disparities. While some of us were able to work safely at home, essential workers put their lives at risk, while others have lost their jobs entirely. And then came the deaths of Black men and women at the hands of police. Ahmaud Arbery, George Floyd, Breonna Taylor. And then all the protests all over the world, and figuring out how we might respond during a pandemic, how to protest or at least support the protesters. And the news of still more Black and brown people shot or killed by the police before and since last spring. Too many names to list. Each a precious child or parent, sibling or friend. Like all those who have been suffering from or killed by the virus. Too many names to list, but all beloved by their family and friends, all with inherent worth and dignity. And then there was the presidential election. Absentee ballots, voting in person early or on November 3rd, and the ensuing craziness since. We keep saying it will be settled once the networks call it, once the states certify the votes, once the Electoral College meets. And some are still holding their breaths for Congress to certify the election on January 6th, and even the inauguration on January 20th. After this past year, like the sun, we might all be feeling tired and old, in need of rest. We might long for the loving embrace of the dark, to hear her say, "Come to my arms and rest, child. Let me cradle you now, as I shelter every galaxy and star in the universe." And that is the invitation of our prayer today, to rest in the arms of darkness. Let us simply settle in the dark, be with what is true, and wonder at the miracles that happen here. Help us let the dark do its work on the earth and in us. A time for slow and underground nourishment. A time for resting and for stars that can only be seen in the dark. Help us let the dark do its work on us. What might that look like for you? How can you settle in the dark? How can you let the dark do its work for you? How can you rest? One thing you can do is think about this past year and what you'd like to leave behind. What is weighing you down? What would you like to be rid of as you enter into this new year? If we were here together in the sanctuary, we might ask you to write down what you'd most like to leave behind from the passing year. A couple of years ago, we had you write it on flash paper and put it into the center bowl where Victoria Taylor lit it on fire. You might remember it. So instead of writing it on flash paper to be lit on fire, today what we're going to do, or we're going to attempt, is to create a word cloud of everything we want to let go of, to leave behind as we enter the new year. So in a moment, I'll show you the app where you can do this. You can write down three words or phrases and submit. If you only have one thing, you can write it down three times. If you have more than three things that you'd like to leave behind, go ahead and you're sure, or if you're sharing your from a computer or phone with someone else, you can submit as many things as you'd like to. Words that are submitted most often will be the largest. But know that whatever you write down, whatever emotions or thoughts or situations that they represent, we will wish them away together. So here is, I'm going to share my screen so you can see how to do this. Okay, so there's a QR code, and if your phone has a scanner, you can just hold it up to the QR code and it will take you to the page, the app. It won't work until I share it with you, I think. You can click on the link in the chat. So Ellen, if you could put that link in the chat. And you can go back and forth between Zoom and this app. If that's, and the other way is by typing it in www.menti.com, and it'll ask you for the code. The link in the chat and the QR code should take you directly there. If all of this seems crazy and you cannot figure out how to do it, go ahead and write it in the chat, and I'll get Jamie or Ellen or Kimberly to type those words. Like, we want everyone to be able to participate. So I hope everyone has got this information. I'm going to have to stop sharing with this computer and start sharing with this computer so you can see what the word cloud is looking like here. So let me do this. Oh, maybe I should do this first. All right. It's already coming up. Here we go. And these are the things that people would like to leave behind in 2020. Loneliness, hatred, unproductive boundaries, impatience, anger, fear, health issues, money worries, masks, pretending it's all okay, isolation, injustice, self-criticism, clutter, doubt, pandemic, anxiety. I'm trying to read them all, but they move around so much. The swamp. Either many of you want to get rid of the swamp, or one really wants to get rid of it. Discouragement, sadness, austerity, hesitation, pain, worry, cancer, yes, bullying, the racial divide, partisanship, no traveling, yes, lack of motivation, cluttered life and mind, worry, separation. Eminent domain, stress, poverty, supremacies of all kinds, division, Yes, let's leave that behind. I want everyone to take a deep breath and we'll blow all those things away together. Ready? Gone. So now, let me continue. In this story, the son returned because of the children's gratitude for all that the son had given them, for growing the lettuces and corn and the rice and the wheat, the trees of the forest and the seaweed in the ocean and the krill that feeds the whales, for stirring the air and making winds that bring the rain. We can do the same. As hard as this past year has been, most of us can be grateful for something. Perhaps we gained some new knowledge or understanding or skill that we never had before. Perhaps we made changes in our lives that are healthier or more sustainable. Perhaps we made connections, even if over email or phone calls or Zoom, with people we had lost touch with before. We'll create a cloud of all that will help reinvigorate us and help carry us into the new year, that will lead us into another season of growth and change on this earth and in our lives. So here is the next question, and I will share it with you. Here we go. What would you want to take with you into 2021? Is it working? Oh, yes. Want to take weight and gratitude? Playing the fiddle. Oh, love, appreciation. Oh, being in the now. Here it comes. Good health, new friends. Enjoying each other. Slowing down. Time with family. Enthusiasm, compassion, dharma. Financial security, resilience, Zoom. We will be with each other on Zoom for the near future. Togetherness. Time to think. Resilience, yes. Meditation, yes, more meditating. Extrovertness. Equanimity, slowing down, accuracy, enjoying each other, new friends, hugs, yoga, travel, good health, reflecting on each day, connection, tolerance, long walks. Appreciation of nature. Being outside. Grace. Yes, grace. You can continue to put in all your gratitude. We'll share these clouds after they're done. Thank you for blessing us with all your gratitudes, with all that you want to take with you into 2021. I hope that some of us were reminded of things that we want to take. Thank you. May it be so, and blessed be. So we will extinguish the fire of this chalice, but not the light of truth, the fire of commitment, of warmth, of community. These we will take with us out into our lives until we are together again. Happy New Year. May it be better than the past.